This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It's Capricorn FM, Limpopo's Higher Frequency. Our midweek chat today focuses on IDP meetings, which is the Integrated Development Plan meetings. So the next time you drive on a road that has been resurfaced, that has been paved, you are seeing brand new streetlights in your area, in your ward, there is some movement happening as fire service delivery is concerned, it is because of these IDP consultations. And we asked you earlier on if you have ever attended these IDP meetings, did it feel meaningful to you or it was just formality? And are these meetings happening at the right time? Because they happen during business hours. As a result, some of us get to miss out on them. Let's check out some of your messages. Taposa Malepe, tuning in via DSTV, out in Beggarsford, Dipale, has this to say.
Good afternoon, the A-team. I think with the issue of IDP meetings, not all of us, we understand what that does that mean. Most of the time you get that it's only the political party which is going to take place or is leading that municipality or that ward that will attend the meeting. Actually, there's no questions maybe that will be asked to say what is that will be needed in this community or this ward. Actually, you just get that. You get people that are just saying yes, because sometimes we even lose an interest of attending those IDP meetings because there's nothing which is going to be executed. So sometimes it's useless for me to go and attend that meeting because I know there's no action which is going to be taken. That's it, guys. It's like that.
Hey, Dumelang. Never look at the IDP meetings. Gets all the council, this other group by the ward committee. They are being paid by the council. Like council, I mean the council, not the councillor. Right? So they distribute alcohol. And yes, I've attended IDP meeting, but it doesn't serve any purpose because the people who attend Nabai Sherang, the unit manager, the councillor, and the the other ones. They are just there to the roll call, and they don't implement anything. And mostly people that attend that, they are unemployed, they are just there, they're going to buy them alcohol, and yeah, that's it.
This one says, good afternoon. I used to attend IDP meetings in Musina while I was working there. I was only attending as a reporter for a community radio. I must say that people did attend, engage, and voiced out their concerns and what they want, especially the leaders there, but the delivery was not satisfying. Now I am back at home. My home place is Ilim. They do not attend nor engage when there are visits in their clusters, but they bash the municipality online. I was amazed when one young person campaigning to be elected as a councillor of the DA candidate for upcoming government local elections said the cluster said in our cluster they only started IDP meetings this term, which showed that people are not following the necessary platforms to be informed. It's left unsigned. Good afternoon, team. IDP meetings are for politicians and food parcels recipients. They are meant for yes ma'am participants. Other than that, there is absolutely nothing else. Let's just break away a little bit. I mean, we'll come back to some of your messages just before we cross over to five. So we have invited the spokesperson for the Polokwane municipality, Tipa Silala, to join us on this conversation. Well, someone might wonder, out of all other municipalities, why did we specifically invite Tipa to join us here? Tipa, maybe we should forget about land area for a second. I mean, your municipality has the highest population in the province, and by virtue of being an economic hub, this conversation falls on your lap. So you are the spokesperson of all municipalities for the day.
Thanks for the promotion and the elevation complexion, but I don't want to it's safe to speak for Polokwane only.
Yes, sir. Thank you for making time to join us and welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for having us. Good afternoon to you, your team, and the listeners.
Yeah, one of the questions we asked earlier was these IDP meetings. I mean, are they happening at the right time? Why are these meetings still scheduled during working hours, even though it excludes a large number of working residents and young people who want to participate in shaping service delivery?
Yes, complex. And it's safe to say the scheduling of these IDP meetings is undertaken within a framework that seeks to balance administrative practicality, availability of stakeholders, and broad public participation. While some meetings inevitably take place during working hours due to logistical and operational considerations, the municipality continuously strives to ensure that communities across all wards and the clusters are afforded an opportunity to participate in that process. So it's important to emphasize that this process is not confined to a single sitting or engagement, but unfolds through a series of consultations involving traditional leaders. We started these traditional leaders as a municipality. We called them in one place where they represent all their community members. And then it was the cluster that followed to say that they come in one place one cluster which has a certain number of wards. They come in one place. If those who wanted to attend but cannot make it to that place, they can write their inputs and send to the person that is going to be representing that ward during that day. And those inputs will be incorporated in the final document of the IDP. And even before the IDPs, we had advertisements on radio, on newspapers, and on our social media platforms, and even on our website to say people who need to make inputs and comments on the final IDP document, they can do so via email, which we provided of our IDP officials. And the IDP document was made available on our website to say they can check. And as a municipality, we are always open to continuously refining participation methods in order to strengthen inclusivity, particularly for young people and working residents whose voices remain critical in shaping the future or the developmental trajectory of the city.
Sure. Maybe this will be an opportunity to reinstate confidence. I mean, just to make sure that they are not treated as a formality. How does government ensure that the inputs collected during the IDP meetings are genuinely reflected in the final SDPIP?
Yeah, thank you very much for that question. It's very important. And I wish to clarify and categorically state that this process, the IDP process, is not a ceremonial compliance exercise, but a legislated participatory governance instrument designed to directly influence planning. It influences the budgeting by the municipality and the service delivery priorities. So during the consultations, all comments, all concerns, proposals, and developmental priorities raised by the residents are formally recorded. They are consolidated and processed into the final IDP document. And these inputs are carefully assessed completion alongside technical feasibility, budget availability, legislative obligations, and long-term developmental objectives to ensure that the final document reflects the lived realities and aspirations of communities, because the communities, they are the ones who know what their needs are. And the process therefore serves as a vital bridge between the public participation and the institutional planning. When we plan, we check what the inputs from the communities are.
Yeah, I think you also took the opportunity to respond to that earlier on how they can go about submitting their inputs if they are not going to make it to these IDP meetings. But what happens after these meetings have happened? Do you have any mechanisms that ensure follow-up and feedback, or you just get there, deliver what you have, and you know, you just go back and then you tell people that you will implement and they just have to wait and see until the next IDP meeting?
Yeah, now this is where our councillors play a role, and also our ward committee members play a role. And it's something that the executive mayor, Councillor Magora Jonembe, is always emphasizing to say our councillors must be a link between the municipality and their community members. As and when the municipality has achieved something, they must communicate to the residents. As and when the municipality fails they must be able to communicate to residents to say, we have a plan to do the 1-2-3, but we are not able to do 1-2-3, but we have put measures in place to say, this is what we are going to do. And you have requested, we are able to achieve it in the next financial year. So the consultation in terms of the engagement between the municipality and the councillors then plays a role. And the IDP consultation forms part of an ongoing governance and accountability cycle rather than a once-off engagement. So issues raised by residents during consultations are documented and incorporated into planning process with relevant municipal departments tasked to assess and respond to matters failing or falling within the areas of responsibility. And we have follow-up mechanisms that include integrated integration into the service delivery implementation plans.
Yeah, briefly, as we part ways, I mean, what would you say to someone who says these meetings are useless, they are just like advertised posts, just to confirm that the post was advertised, because there's a roll call there that is taken where, you know, the registered names are clearly stated so that they can be able to, you know, put their inputs forward, but they are very much unhappy about the entire process because the results are not there, so they say, and they believe that these meetings are not efficient at all.
I must state it now here to say the IDP process is not useless. It's a fundamentally important because they serve as the municipality's principal strategic planning and development framework. In essence, the IDP is the document that guides where public resources are directed, which infrastructure projects are prioritized, and how service delivery interventions are planned over a multi-year period. And an effective ID process allows communities to influence decisions. So our communities are the ones that should influence those decisions relating to the roads, to water provision, to sanitation, electricity, housing, local economic development, sports facilities, and other public services. It also assists municipalities in aligning community needs with available budgets that we have. That said, the usefulness of the IDP is ultimately measured not only by document itself, but by the quality of implementation and also public participation surrounding it.
Yeah.
And communities often become frustrated when they do not immediately see their concerns translated into visible projects. But we do communicate with the communities to say, we have promised to do 1-2-3. If we're not able to do that, we tell them, but we have put measures in place to say we're going to do it in a particular period.
Loud and clear. Tipa, thank you so much for making time to join us. My brother, Mr. Tipa Selala, is Polokwane Municipality spokesperson.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.